Dean, I'm going to give you the unenviable task of trying to sum that one up for me.
Bitterly disappointed, to be honest. He looked to be coasting at 2-0, played some fantastic stuff during the first half, but there was always an attacking threat as well, and you know they've had a few chances during the first half as well. You know, but spoke to the players about things at half time, what not to do, and we went the opposite, to be honest. I mean, the lads scored a good goal for the first one, albeit I think it was deflected off Adam. The second one, we thought it was offside. I think it's onside marginally. Third goal, speculative strike from on the edge of the box, but people not doing the jobs in terms of our players. And then the fourth one, we should have had a penalty at the other end, and they break and score. So I feel that decision has cost us 2 points.
Is it just one of those games though, that you can just sort of file as bonkers, entertaining, mad?
Defensively, we've been very good on the road all season. You know, I think that first goal gave them a bit of a lift and just shook us a wee bit. But we still should have gone on and won the game. As I say, I mean, I was disappointed, that we didn't get the penalty and then they broke the other end and scored. But it just showed me the character of the players. Because at that stage, you know, it was a test. And how we drove forward, got the goal, got the equaliser with Jim in the last minute, and then still running to get the ball when it went off the pitch to score the winner. And we knew very nearly did with Kieran Morris's effort that rattled the bar. But, you know, they're a good attacking team. I always felt that we would score goals against them. But our defending certainly has to be better.
Incredibly heartening, though, and encouraging that at 4-3 down, they didn't give up. They really sought that equaliser, and very nearly, as you say, Kieran Morris rattling the post, got the winner.
Yeah, no, and that's a credit to the players. That's what they're like. We've got the right players here, good players, good honest lads, and they work really hard for each other. And, you know, they know themselves that defensively we weren't as good in the second half as we should have been. And, you know, they wanted to put it right, and they certainly did.
Did you personally think that was it when Colchester scored that fourth goal?
No, because we've got players on the pitch. We went two up front then with Cookie and Romain, and it gave them problems. And, you know, before we scored, I mean, there was enough scrambles in around their six-yard box to give me, you know, enough hope that one would come, and we eventually got it.
It's only three defeats in 23, still unbeaten away from home. There are positives you can take from this afternoon, aren't there?
There's a lot of positives. As I say, I'm disappointed because I felt one decision, you know, in the match has cost us. You know, because a penalty, I think if we score there 4-3, it's game over. I don't think they'd have come back from that again. You know, but there's an awful lot to take. A lot of positives, a lot of, you know, different scorers again. You know, Tom's not got on the score sheet again, and there's different players scoring goals. Romain scored a really good goal. Milan scored another one. You know, that's two on the spin for him now. George has got two on the spin as well, you know, and then James O'Connor as well. So pleased that goals are coming from other areas of the pitch. And, you know, defensive display was unlike us.
And the third time, I think, away from her that you scored four goals as well, which is really good. But a quick word on Adam Chambers, though. 200th appearance for the Saddlers this afternoon, setting up two of the goals. A really important player for you.
Yeah, massively important. And, you know, a lot of the other players think he's my son because he's the captain, he's the leader on the pitch, and, you know, he's played an awful lot of games. And to get to 200 games at one club is, you know, a fantastic achievement. And I think, and you ask any of the players, he's an unsung hero at times because he does a lot of the work off the ball that people, only players, see really. And, you know, it's a credit to him.